Was status always important to men? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christopher von Ruden, assistant professor of leadership studies at the University of Richmond, details whether hunter-gatherers also cared as much as modern men about their status among the tribe.
The pursuit of social status underlies much of human behavior, from aggression to choice of employment, to the goods we consume, to generosity. My research focuses on why status motivates these behaviors from an evolutionary perspective. In my recent paper with Adrian Yagi, we analyzed 33 non-industrial societies from around the globe to test whether men's status is associated with reproductive success, the currency that matters in evolution. We found that men's status has a modest association with reproduction, and the effect is as strong for hunter-gatherers as for horticulturalists, pastoralists, and agriculturalists. That was surprising. Our findings challenged the idea that status was of less concern for men over humans' evolutionary history as hunter-gatherers, even though hunter-gatherer societies tend to lack wealth and actively resist individuals who overtly seek power. Men who are skilled, generous, or signal other valued attributes can be reproductively successful. Our results support the view that status pursuit was shaped and maintained by natural selection over hundreds of thousands of years in hunter-gatherer societies. Adrian and I also find that the reproductive benefits of men's status are more a result of men's fertility than their children's survival. We did not include industrial societies in our analysis, where access to contraception and the economics of child-rearing can weaken associations between status and reproduction. Nor did we analyze women's status hierarchy. Men's and women's hierarchies are not independent, and in societies where women have more power, we expect women alter how men pursue status and how status affects men's reproduction.
That was Christopher von Ruden of the University of Richmond. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.